the 13th of October 2016, and today's topic is holiday music. Music from your holidays. What kind of music inspires you to think about holidays, etc.? There's a few, but one, and strangely, one always springs to mind. And I'll paint a wee picture first. It's 1974, and I am 24 years old. I'm married, and I have our first child, our son, who's then 3 years old. The place I worked in had just closed, been made redundant, and I received redundancy pay, which was very, very little, to be honest. And we were deciding what to do. My mum and dad, they were already planning to go to Italy and wondered if we wanted to come along. And we were making a decision because we were just a young family starting off. We had our home, so we had bills to pay, and we had to watch our pennies. And it was a big decision to make, to say, yes, let's go. So eventually we agreed and said, okay, we'll go along with you. And so we booked in the flights, and the place we were going to in Italy was a place called Cattolica. And we'd never been abroad before. My mum and dad had been several times, or many times by that time. And so it was a whole new experience for us to fly in a plane. that was a major experience, flying in a plane for the very, very first time. But not just that, going to a foreign land. I mean, the furthest we had ever been by that time was somewhere, places in England, like Skegness, or Scarborough, Blackpool. And not very often, to be honest. So flying to a foreign land and preparing to experience warm, hot sunshine for a whole 2 weeks, it was just mind-blowing. So off we went, and we landed in Italy. It wasn't Cattolica. What's that other airport that you land in? Alicante, is it? I think, no, that's Spain. Anyway, no matter. Rimini, possibly. And we were transferred by bus from there to Cattolica into our hotel. And had a stupendous holiday. Unbelievable when we stepped out of the heat, out of the plane into the heat. That itself was an amazing experience. But then to have a lovely hotel, great service, and only a very, very short walk from the beach and the glorious warm, is it Adriatic Sea? I'm sure it is. Anyway, wonderful, wonderful holiday. And music being played from bars, restaurants, bistros, hotels, all over the place, and even on the beach, entertainment on the beach, and music that we'd never heard before. And one particular piece of music was played everywhere at that time. And stuck in my head, we were even humming or whistling or singing along the tune on the way home in the aeroplane. And this tune, strange as it may seem, from 1974, still, you know, conjures up those pictures of that very first holiday as a young family over there in Italy. Just a wonderful time, great experience. And the tune, getting there eventually, is called El Bimbo. And it's by a group called Bimbo Jet, quite strangely. And it is just it was a silly wee summer tune, to be honest with you, that Bimbo Jet brought out, and it took away amazingly. It was number one in the charts, I'm sure, in many places in Europe at the time. I doubt it was over here, but in there. It was being played everywhere, and it stuck in my head. So I'm going to play Bimbo Jet. El Bimbo by Bimbo Jet. And 74, this is 2016, so as the Americans say, do the math. We had an S on the end. Yes, do the math. And you'll see how long this tune has stuck in my head. Brilliant. And it's great to hear it again. I haven't played this for yonks. I had to go looking for it, to be honest with you, perfectly honest with you, and got it. And there's quite a few versions. The original version was just a tune, and then there's a sung version, and then loads of people jumped on the bandwagon, as they say, and did their own version. This one is from an equivalent of... it's from a YouTube video equivalent of our Top of the Pops with Pan's People, but it's not. I'm not sure whether it's Italian or Spanish, but it's their equivalent of that show. And yeah, El Bimbo. It'll stick in your mind. Well, maybe not. There you go. El Bimbo by Bimbo Jetta.